Good morning again. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to see it or not, but out on above our Family Life Center is a huge banner that looks just like this. We are about a month away from starting the Jesus Story. This is the little booklet. You can pick those up out in the foyer this morning. We also have some little cards with the same picture on it. Here at the Visitor Center and back by the back table, I encourage you to take several of these and invite your friends. Remember our number one. Who is the one who needs to hear about Jesus in your life? And so on the back of the card it says, start reading September 4th, start listening September 10th. So invite your friends to come hear the story of Jesus. All you have to do is get them here so you can pick those two things up. This morning, as I already mentioned, I'm going to give a presentation, and Rogelyn will narrate a voiceover of some pictures that she took while she was there of our trip to Swaziland. So it's not a gospel presentation as such, but let me just reiterate as I did at the outset, as I said at the outset, we are here because of Jesus Christ, because of Him crucified and resurrected. And if you're a person that does not have a relationship with the Lord, but you would like to be baptized into Christ this morning, we would love to facilitate that and help you with that. But if you're a person that's here and you're in need of prayer, our elders and their wives meet out the back door and down to the left in the conference room. They would love to meet with you there and pray with you. So before we get into the presentation, let's go to God in prayer. Father, give thanks to you and praise to you for the efforts of this congregation in missions in places like Antigua and Haiti and in Africa. Thankful for the opportunity for Rogelyn and I to take this trip and participate with Partners for Africa and the good that they're doing in that country. Ask that you continue to bless us not only in our ministry in Africa, but our ministry in this place, that we will continue to do good works and produce or present good news. To your Son we pray. Amen. Well, I returned. We flew back. I think we left time here about 9:30 Sunday night. Got here Tuesday afternoon. Counting layover time and flight time, it was about 36 hours. And then Wednesday night, I taught class here at church. At least I think I did. Sort of in a fog. I've been trying to recover. Rogelyn, I think, slept for 2 days straight or something. It was a long trip. But it was a blessing to be there and participate. I mentioned it was winter over there. It was like 75 in the day and the 50s at night. So it was really nice. And then we came back and stepped out of the airport at Houston and heat and humidity again. I want to tell you a little bit about Swaziland before we talk about our trip. So there's the country. And I don't know, I might be blocking the way here. I'll get out of the way, but you can see Swaziland is a little landlocked country down in South Africa. We'll zoom in here a little bit. Maybe I'll zoom in. Hello. You guys may have to help me out. Clicker's not working. There we go. Okay. So there's Swaziland, and then you see the circle around Matsapa is where the area we were working in Swaziland. You can see it's landlocked by South Africa mostly, but Mozambique a little bit on the east there. And we were almost in the center of the country there at Matsapa, working with the church there, and the church there is doing well. You'll hear some more about that as I go along here, but the church is doing well. We spent most of our time there in Matsapa. So, as I said, we were with Partners for Africa, working over there with that country. I was supposed to go, as you recall, 2 years ago, and then our son-in-law passed away, and last year we were supposed to go to Zimbabwe, and there was an uprising and didn't get to go on that, but Partners for Africa is who we go with there. Swaziland has certain advantages, and one advantage, my clicker will work. You guys may just, there we go. They have a king, a monarchy, King Mswati III, and people in the country, for the most part, like the king, think he's doing a good job. They do have parliament, and they have a prime minister as well, but some of those people in parliament, he appoints there. And some of the issues and some of the problems you hear about going on in Africa very often are tribal. You remember back in the 90s and the genocide that took place in Rwanda was really tribal fighting that was taking place. Well, the advantage Swaziland has is it's just one tribe. So there's really a lot of security going on there. Let me try this again. All right, you guys, just go ahead and click me one there, will you? Okay, so I traveled here with Rogelin and Papa Smurf, otherwise known as Shaq Arrington. Shaq's the, if you don't know Shaq, he's the minister at the Cushing Church of Christ, has been around here forever. And watching these two together, I have to tell you, it's like a daughter and a father going at each other all the time. And Shaq was just an interesting guy to travel with, and I roomed with him. And just one little story, I had trouble sleeping over there, you know, and I spent a lot of time up. And one night he got up to nature's call and went back to bed. I finally went back to bed, and Shaq was in my bed. I said, Shaq, what are you doing in my bed? And he said, I don't know. Went on to his own bed. Go to the next screen, please. So Dorian and Sherry Flynn, for those of you who weren't around here then, Dorian was the minister at the congregation here. He is from South Africa. Actually, he's from Zimbabwe. It was Rhodesia when he was growing up there. And has had a heart for going back there and working with the churches. So he and Sherry have established Partners for Africa. And so they take teams over there to work with churches in Zimbabwe and South Africa and Swaziland. And now they're going into Lesotho, so we'll see what happens there. So if you go to the next screen for me, there's our whole team there. And I'm going to make sure I get everybody's names, last names and everything right there. We had Brian, well, Brian and Philip came along later, but Shaq and Rogelin, myself. Neil Height is there. Neil and his daughter Lantana were from Kentucky. And Jamie Boyd, another girl, so Lantana just finished the 9th grade in Africa with her dad, and Jamie Boyd just finished the 11th grade from their congregation in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, which I guess Hopkinsville is now famous because that's where you can see the eclipse, I guess that's coming up. So, but they're from Hopkinsville. A woman by the name of Margaret Gore, also from Kentucky, but not Hopkinsville, was there. Justin and Beth Taylor, who have been on several mission trips before, were there. They're from northwest Alabama. And then Dorian and Sherry and I, and that's who you see in the pictures up there. So we went to the Matsapa Church of Christ. If you'll go ahead and go through one screen. There's the Matsapa Church of Christ, the outside of the building there. Go to the next screen, please. There's the inside. In Africa, as in a lot of what you might call third world countries, you don't have to like have a permit and then get things done within a certain time. You just build as you have money. So you can see they're trying to put in a suspended ceiling there, but they don't have the tiles yet. So they'll do that when they can. Go to the next screen, please. There's their great kitchen in their church building, in which they cook a lot out of that kitchen. Okay, you go to the next one. There we go. Brother Moses, who is an elder at the Matsapa Church, and one of the ministers there, drove us all over the country and did a great job. Those people drive on the wrong side of the road, and I don't know how I would have done over there, but he did a great drive driving us around. And then his secretary, next screen, I'm going to see if I can say her name right. Simangali, I think is how you say it. And you see her carrying her son on her back. That's what a lot of the women do, just kind of have them wrapped up there. She led a lot of the activities and organized a lot of the activities. She was really great. So the first thing we did, we got there on, we got into Johannesburg on Thursday night, spent the night, and then early in the morning on Friday, we flew over to Swaziland, and we first thing we did Friday night was a gospel meeting. Shaq and I took turns speaking at that, and then we had singing at that. And the singing, just leave that screen right there for a second, the singing there was just fantastic, and it was truly African in the singing, and really enjoyed it. And so go ahead and go to that next screen. One of the things that we found interesting was they projected their songs. I'm surprised to see that in Africa, them projecting their songs on the wall. And go to the next screen, and you got two teenage boys. I don't know if you can see this in there, but two teenage boys up front who are handling all of this technology. So they were up on things, technologically speaking, there. Okay, go to the next screen. So then on Saturday, we had a YES conference. YES stands for Youth Exalting the Son. And if you click the next button, you'll see those two girls, or two of the girls that came from Kentucky. And then go one more. And this is Tristan. Tristan is Dorian and Sherry's grandson, and this is his third trip to Africa, so he participated in the YES conference as well. Okay, and then go to the next one. Just stay right there for just a second. Some ladies from one of the churches in Alabama knitted all these hats for the children, And the children, just you can see they love them. Go to the next picture. So they're wearing these hats all over the place. They were great to see them in these hats. Okay, go one more now, one more. There we go. So we ended the gospel meeting Sunday morning with worship in the church. I'm guessing there must have been about 150 people there. But I think easily a third of them were children. You can see them sort of piled on the side there. And on the opposite side, you had just as many children. And one of the things that Margaret did, the lady from Kentucky, they had a woman in their congregation about 28 years old that died of cancer. And the family collected some money and wanted her name to be remembered as something in Africa. Well, one of the things this church struggled with, go back to that picture. One of the things that this church struggled with was having enough chairs, especially for the children, because they have tons of children. So Margaret took that money and went down and bought a lot of chairs for all of these kids so they would have a place to sit. So you can see this, the Sunday morning worship. You notice that they put the green on the pulpit and the green on the table for the Lord's Supper. And again, just a joy to be there and worship and hear them sing. Okay, go to the next screen right there. The Matsapa Church also operates a clinic, a health clinic there, and it's desperately needed. This is Dr. Bob Whitaker. Bob is actually from England, but he's a Christian who wants to work in Africa and serve in Africa. He actually had been serving in West Africa, in Nigeria. But 6 years or so ago, he got kidnapped. You've heard a lot of kidnappings there. And actually got shot in the arm by a teenage kid who didn't know how to control his AK-47. And so Bob thought, I might want to go to someplace safer. So he's gone to Swaziland to work with the clinic there. But the needs are really, really high. Go to the next screen. You talk about HIV and AIDS and tuberculosis in Swaziland. Hit the next button, please. Swaziland has the world's highest estimated prevalence rate of HIV-infected adults. 26% of people aged 15 to 49 are infected. Next one, please. In addition, Swaziland's tuberculosis incident rate is the highest in the world, and 80% of tuberculosis patients are co-infected with HIV, according to the CDC. Go to the next one, please, and then one more. National estimates indicate that there are presently about 130,000 orphans. There's about 1.1 million people in the country. About 130,000 orphans and vulnerable children in Swaziland. These children are either HIV infected or have parents who are so ill or destitute that the children need support and protection provided by the community or government. This is according to UNICEF. And actually, those numbers are a little bit old. It may be higher, I don't know. But you just see tons of children, and the church at Matsapa is really ministering to these children. We'll talk about this as we go along here. But there's a lot of health concerns in the church, with support from the states, is really trying to meet those needs at the health clinic. Go to the next screen now. One of the things the church does in Matsapa, it feeds children 4 days a week. And you can just see them lined up there. And there's Rogelin right in the front, you know, feeding them some food. So go to the next screen. This is, you know, they'll get rice and they get a little gravy and some chicken there. They also get this thing that they call pop, which is like cornmeal, similar to grits. And they just stir it in the pot till it gets thick and it has sort of this consistency like mashed potatoes. Very starchy. But the kids just come and come for the food. Next screen, you see, you know, just find some place to sit down, eat wherever you can eat. So we did that on a feeding. Then we started passing out backpacks. So go to the next screen here. Started passing out backpacks first in Matsapa. Went to one of the schools there. These backpacks came from North Street. Dorian told me that. I don't remember us donating backpacks, but we did. Something around 2,000 backpacks from this church shipped over in a container, and we took them to the public schools there. The public schools are really interesting because the headmistress at one of the schools said, now these people are from the Church of Christ, and they're here to talk to you about Jesus, and you should go to church on Sunday. I thought, well, that's a little different than our schools, isn't it? And the kids were just, you know, in their uniforms, well behaved, because I looked over and there's the teacher with the switch, you know. One time the little ones were starting to get a little unruly, and the little preschool teacher walked by and just laid the stick on the arm. That was enough. Anyway, they just really enjoyed getting these backpacks, and they were holding these backpacks up, and so we passed them out there in Matsapa, first of all. You got another picture, I think, here. One of the things these kids love is pictures, and Rosalind was the queen of the selfie there. You can see her holding up the selfie stick, and she would pull that thing out, and they would just come around. They loved to have their pictures taken. Okay, go to the next screen in the map here. So we were here at Matsapa. Click it once, please. And then we went down to what they call the low veld. You have basically three elevations, and they call it a veld, a low veld, a mid veld, and a high veld. The high veld, the highest elevation in Swaziland, is over 6,000 feet. But down here in the low veld is a poorer area mostly. Commercially, sugarcane is grown down there, but you have a lot of poverty down there. So we went down there to, again, pass out backpacks. So if you go to the next, there's the high schoolers getting the backpacks. And before we gave out the backpacks, I was invited to give it a devotional thought, talk to the teenagers about the book of Proverbs and about being wise and not being fools with their lives. And then we went over to the elementary school. Next screen, please. There the kids are just clamoring for pictures again. And so we went to the elementary school and passed out backpacks to them. Again, backpacks that came from here. And here's what we also saw there. Next screen. You see that tank? You see where the water is going into that tank? It rains, it gets on the roof, it goes into the gutter, and then it flows down into these tanks. That's their water. Now, in the rainy season, they'll get those tanks filled up. But in the winter, which is when we were there, they don't get any rain. And so they don't have any water at the school. Some 700 kids at the school, no water. There's a clinic nearby that has water. They'll sometimes get a little bit from them, but otherwise they have to buy the water. Well, that clinic's not too far away. The high school's not too far away. But they don't have a borehole. They don't have water. And so Dorian said, well, this church, points at me, this church is in the habit of raising money to drill boreholes, and we may come here and drill a borehole. But we'll only do it if we have 90% security that we're going to be able to make it. Well, with the clinic nearby and with the high school nearby having water, there's a really good chance. One of the folks in our team said, I'll put up the money for the survey for that to be done. And then another group said, we've got some other money our church sent with us to put towards this. So I have a feeling when we have our chili cook-off this year, the first borehole is going into this school down in the low veld. So you get to see what's going on there. Okay, go to the next screen. So this church down there, I'm not really sure how you say it. They sort of click their tongue when they say it. Shaq said if he tried to do that, he would spit out his dentures, so he didn't. Inteka or something like that. But they were the ones. They had some ladies from that church and the preacher that met us so we did this in the name of the Lord and the church there. Go to the next screen. So here are the ladies that met us down there. They were excited for what we were doing. Travis Van Scoter's not here. I really wanted him to see that Oklahoma shirt. He could just see Oklahoma was making its way all the way over to Swaziland. But they were so excited for us to be there and to help them and help the schools in that area. So from then, we moved on. If you go to the next screen, at the end of the week, then we went to the Tobunga Church of Christ. If you go one more picture, you'll see that building. It's a pretty new building there. And we had a leadership seminar, and several of us spoke at that. One of them was a man named Philip Hendricks, if you go right there. Philip Hendricks is a minister of Church of Christ in Cape Town, South Africa, but he flew over to help us out with this seminar. And then the next picture, Haley Mlangeni, I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. Haley came from Zimbabwe and spoke at this as well. Some of you might recall Haley has been here. He was here within the last year. He actually, when he came to college in the States in Alabama, and lived with Dorian and Sherry for a while. Well, he's married and he's got two children now who are named after Dorian and Sherry's kids. But he came down from Zimbabwe and spent some time in this seminar with us. And Brian Mitchell also taught in that. Brian is from Missouri and has been going on a lot of these trips. And then sometimes, go to the next screen, in between the sessions, I did a Bible 101 for them and they would have questions. And what you see here is a few guys from the Christian College that's nearby. And they'd come up and they would ask questions. And it was pretty exciting for me to see these people that had such a desire for God's Word. And they were going to go back to their own countries and be ministers and plant churches in those countries. So you go to the next screen, you'll see this is basically most of the group that came to the leadership seminar there. And of course, we would meet, you know, during the day and then usually get out in mid-afternoon. We'd have lunch. But right in the middle of the day, you'd have to take a break. Go to the next screen, please. There we go. They would have to have a spot of tea. So we would take a break mid-morning. You know, the British used to control this area, and you still have this little hangover of the British because they got to have their tea, right, midway through the morning. So we'd take a break every morning, have a little spot of tea. We finished the week by worshiping Sunday at the Toowoomba Church of Christ. So Sunday worship at the Toowoomba Church of Christ. So this is taken. This building is probably not quite as big as our fellowship hall. And we had, you know, all of us that were there, we had folks from the Matsapa Church that came over, people from the college that are there, as well as some other people. We had ladies that came from the Lowveld on a bus to come up to this. So we're all there, and we're crowded out. Go to the next picture. So see, we're spilling out to the sides there. And I had to take this picture because this little girl, go back. This little girl's just like, you know, the kids at our church. She just could not sit still. She was all over the place. But we're just spilled out over there to the side. And then if you go to the next picture, out under this tree, that's Brian Mitchell teaching a Bible class there on Sunday morning out under the tree. This was a special day for the Toowoomba Church because they had been meeting in their building for 4 months, but it was the day for them to dedicate their church building. So go to the next. So they have a building dedication, and I'll talk about this fellow in just a minute. But pay attention to that stone right there. They put a little glass plaque in that stone. Go to the next picture, please. That is a wild fig tree, and that tree has been there for a long time. And one of the things they committed to is that as long as that church is there and is in control of that situation, that tree will always be there. They will never cut that tree down. Well, there's two families that have really been supportive for a long time of Churches of Christ in Swaziland. Go to the next picture there. Dick and Kathy Van Dyke. You ever talk to Dick, he'll say, "My name's Dick Van Dyke," not the actor. Tells you right away. Dick grew up, or at least from age 13 on, in Rhodesia or Zimbabwe. And he was from the north and Kathy was from the south. Curious story about Dick is that Dick met Dorian when he was 13, met at school together. And Dorian brought Dick home to meet his mother. And after he left, Dorian's mother said, "Who are you hanging around with here anyway?" Dick was a little rough around the edges and he said to Dorian, "I hear you go to church." And Dorian said, "Yes, I dare you to." And so we did. Dick was converted to Christ. And say this big, burly rugby player. Anyway, he met Kathy. Those folks are not from the United States. They are from there, and they've been a part of the church there for a long time. In 1982, they moved to Swaziland, and they've really been helpful to the church. But a family that was there before them was the Figueritos. Go to the next screen. Here's Ann Figueredo. Her husband's name was Mickey. Joe Roach knew Mickey back in the early 70s. And he said to me, "When you get over there, look at Mickey Figueredo." And I got over there and Mickey died about a week before we got there. So Ann was still very much in mourning. Mickey's family has been in Swaziland for a long, long time. And they own all of that land where the church is and the developments are around that. They donated the land for the church and have been really instrumental in helping the church out there. Mickey went to Sunset School of Preaching in the early 70s, went back to be a minister there, but was involved in business as well. Dick, I mentioned him, Dick went over to South African Bible College in South Africa and then came back to work with churches there. So these two families have really been instrumental in helping the church to do well in Swaziland. And even though the Toowoomba Church has a brand new building, that's actually the oldest congregation in Swaziland. We were not very far from African Christian College. Go up a couple more there. African Christian College, which this fall, one of the guys at the college there, when I was doing the seminar, he asked me, are you going to come back for our 50th anniversary? I said, "Well, when is it?" He said, "September." I said, I don't think so. I don't think I'll be coming back for that. 50 years, though, they've been there. And they're reaching these students from all over Africa. I wrote down a list of all the places that just the students I met that came to the leadership conference that are students at African Christian College. They're from Swaziland, from Malawi, from Zimbabwe, from Uganda, from Kenya, from South Africa, and Zambia. And they have something really great set up there. Not one of those students has to pay a penny to go to school. Because African Christian College owns this huge macadamia nut farm. And everybody who comes as a student works on the farm to pay for school. And they have these houses, and so they bring their families and live in their houses, and they work the farm, pay for their school, and then they go back to their own country to plant churches or work with the churches that are already in existence there. And I got to tell you, these again were the guys who were really interested in learning and growing. And when, as a minister, when you find people that are like that, it's very exciting and it's very encouraging. So really enjoyed spending time with those guys. And then one last thing I would just mention is that we got so excited even about the animals over there, we decided to adopt a kitty and bring it home. There you can see. Isn't that a cute? We did take one day and went out to see the wild animals, and we were pretty close to these lions, but the guy, it was an open vehicle, and the guy that was leading the tour was sitting down in front, so I thought, well, at least he'll get eaten first, so we're all okay there. All right, so Rogelyn has put together a little PowerPoint that she's got a voiceover for. One of the things that they did, a group of them, while we were doing this leadership conference at the Tavunga Church of Christ, is they went back over to the Matsapa Church and did a vacation Bible school. And I told you about lots of kids before. Hopefully she'll mention some details, but there were a lot of kids. So I'll let you listen to that.